local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, we made it to Friday, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. 39 now, a little warmer than it was yesterday morning. Problem is, weekend forecast is not looking so swell. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a minute. Right now, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue as you get another chilly start again this morning. Head outside and start the heater before you head out. From Airport, Spring Hill, Dolphin and 65, no delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore looks great along 90 Old Pass Cagoula. At Theodore Dawes Road, Bayway, Causeway, no delays. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul in downtown Mobile, bringing in the new year, and get a piece of the world's largest moon pie. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, pretty focused on your phone. Checking out Tinder?
Not Tinder, man. Breaking news. Just posted on lanyatmobile.com. There's some real shady stuff going on. Have you read it yet?
No, don't have a digital subscription, so no.
Really? It costs almost nothing. You're really missing out on a lot.
I don't know. I always pick up the print version. They're everywhere and free, and you know how cheap I am.
Are you kidding? It's only 21 cents a day. It's totally worth it. All the same great stuff in the Mobile and Baldwin editions. Daily breaking news, exclusive web content, and really convenient. You can read it on your phone or any computer.
Really, will a subscription work on all my devices?
Dude, one digital subscription gets you access on 5 devices. Phones, work computer, home computer, whatever you need. It literally takes less than a minute, and you're supporting a strong local newspaper that goes after public corruption and info on things that we really need to know.
Okay, I'll sign up at lanyatmobile.com right after you buy me a drink.
Man, you really are cheap.
Look for Lanyap at over 1,500 locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and sign up for a digital subscription today at lanyatmobile.com and help keep Mobile funky.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's a Friday. Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along. Coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, not only rain for the weekend, but cold rain for the weekend. Perfect for
fun.
Not many things. Because this is kind of, for me, starting my shopping season.
It's time.
Yeah, it's about time to get cranked up on that. On the way today, lots to talk about. Space Force forming. There's actually money now. It's not just a thing. Mm. There's money for Space Force, which, by the way, has roots back here to Alabama. Could Space Force be centered up in Huntsville?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's one of the discussions.
And did they time that out with the release of the new Star Wars movie?
Well, I was going to say, new Star Wars movie in theater is going to be the big one. That's another Space Force from a galaxy far, far away. We'll take you interplanetary on a couple stories this morning. Also on the way, Ring doorbells hacked. Yeah, it has a lot of people going, uh-oh. Talk more about that story. And it is now not Ito the shooter, it's Ito the inmate. As Mobile police have captured notorious robbery suspect that taunted law enforcement by saying, "You can't catch me." Well, they caught him. Well, we'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also in the way in sports.
Auburn, they stay undefeated in basketball. Now 10-0, the only undefeated Power 5 team in all the conferences.
All right, and here we are, a day after the articles of impeachment were passed in the House of Representatives. What's changed? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Right now, we'll check in with News 5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement, claiming he could not be caught. Darius Timms was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he is facing 2 counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. Kerry Ewing, the man accused of robbing a Pensacola gas station this week, has been booked into jail 10 times over the past decade. Police say Ewing has previously been convicted on battery and drug charges. He is currently facing armed robbery and aggravated assault charges. People who live in Pritchard are looking for answers after a change in billing for water and sewer service, as well as garbage collection. The city sent out a separate bill for garbage, but has not yet started picking it up. It's not clear when the issue will be corrected. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st Annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at SeniorBowl.com.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie at FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at FMTalk1065.com.
By the way, if you wanted to put a face with a name, although Rennie Brabner, part of our staff here on TV for many years, in our sales department here at FM Talk 106.5, and you can see his picture through our website, FMTalk1065.com. But if you go on our social media, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook, and you look at pictures from our Christmas party the other night, the guy that's on his phone... Rennie, while we're trying to take pictures of staff together, we're out at Ed's shed and we're having our Christmas party. Rennie's the one on his phone in a lot of those.
He was probably researching pictures. Some more Mardi Gras stories.
That's probably exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. All right, 6:15 FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Morning. Speaking of the website, voting going on for our Alabamian of the Year 2019. Now day five of the first round.
Yeah, day five. Yesterday was a bit of a, it was a tear-jerking bracket, honestly. But, you know, we get the submissions and we put them in there, and they were well-deserved. A lot of people that really deserved them. But moving on into the next round, the fallen law enforcement officers and Rod Bramblett. So they will move into the second round of voting. And now we move into the last bracket of the first round. And early next week, we'll do some round two voting. We'll take Christmas off because I know you probably shouldn't be getting on your phone while you have so many family in the house. For the first round, last bracket, we've got Coal Ash. We've got the finding of the Clotilda.
Okay.
We've got the Mobile City Council supermajority. And we've got towing companies.
All right. So your votes are needed right now. Go ahead to go to FMTalk1065.com. Right hand side, you'll see the 1-800 Got Junk logo. Right below that is your chance to vote. And then, yeah, like Dalton said, we have start cutting the list down by next week. Cut it down some more. And by the end of the month, we award the Alabamian of the Year, the person, place, thing, entity, story, whatever, that most moved the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. So you're the ones who nominated the people. Y'all are the ones that vote. So keep it up over at the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, heads up here. We are really getting to crunch time for gifts for Christmas. And this is a time of year where people just buy, like, whatever.
Mm.
Like, there's just some things in the store. Look, kids, I knew exactly what you wanted was some hair care products. You know, so don't get in that. How about this? It's crunch time, and you could get a great gift when you give the gift of Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, bringing families together since 1917 with a complete confidence. Yeah, that's how you order, because you know the stuff is fantastic. And right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time offer with y'all, and there's still time to place your order before the holidays are over. Here's what you'll get if you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, that's my last name, in the search bar. Order the favorite gift package. If you put Sullivan in there, this will pop up. The favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning pack, plus a 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board for free. So get all the delicious food plus the free cutlery set that they'll enjoy for years to come for only $69.99. Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. And right now, you got to make your move here to get the Omaha Steaks. So don't wait. Take advantage of this offer. Get your gift here before the holidays are over. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. All right, 617 FM Talk 106.5 coming up. We'll check in with Katarina Lukatich. She's going to join us to talk more about Ito the inmate. He was Ito the shooter, but now Ito the inmate. And right now, let's take a look at sports.
All right, thanks, Sean. 617 FM Talk 106.5. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars fell to Appalachian State 81-71. The Jags led at the half by 2 points, but were outscored by the Mountaineers 44-32 in the second half. Andre Fox led South with 24 points. Number 12 ranked Auburn kept their undefeated season alive with a 79-73 win over NC State. Auburn's Samir Dowdy led the team with 24 points, scoring 11 in the final 4.5 minutes. The Tigers are now 10-0 and are the only unbeaten team in the Power 5 conferences. Memphis Tigers freshman star James Wiseman announced on Instagram Thursday that he has withdrawn from the school to prepare for the 2020 NBA draft. Preseason All-American played in 3 games this season, averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game, but was suspended 12 games by the NCAA for a recruiting violation. Current Memphis coach Penny Hardaway, who was not the coach at the time, paid Wiseman's mother $11,500 in moving expenses in 2017 to move her family to Memphis. Wiseman is projected to be a top draft pick in this year's class. College bowl season officially kicks off today with 2 games, followed by 6 games tomorrow. First up, at 1 p.m. our time, it's the Bahamas Bowl, with Buffalo facing Charlotte. Buffalo is favored by 6.5 points. Then tonight at 6:30, Utah State takes on Kent State in the Frisco Bowl. The Aggies from Utah will have quarterback Jordan Love playing in his final game and are also favored by 6.5 points. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., San Diego State is favored by 3.5 over Central Michigan in the New Mexico Bowl. At 1:30, Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames look to cap off a surprisingly good season when they take on Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern favored by 4. At 2:30, SMU plays FAU at FAU's home stadium in Boca Raton. The Owls are now without head coach Lane Kiffin, who left for Ole Miss, but they are 3-point underdogs in tomorrow's game. At 4:30, Arkansas State is favored by 2.5 over Florida International. They'll be playing in Montgomery in the Camellia Bowl. And at 6:30, number 19, Boise State faces Washington in the Las Vegas Bowl. Washington favored by 3.5 in what will be head coach Chris Peterson's final game with the team. At 8 o'clock, Sun Belt champion and number 20 ranked Appalachian State will take on Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers in the New Orleans Bowl. Mountaineers are favored by 16.5. In the NBA last night, the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Utah Jazz 111-106. Milwaukee beat the LA Lakers 111-104 in a potential NBA Finals preview. San Antonio got the win over Brooklyn, 118-105, and Russell Westbrook scored 40 points, leading Houston past the L.A. Clippers, 122-117. The Mobile Sports Authority has some great events coming up to end 2019 and kick off 2020. From December 26th through December 28th, head over to Spring Hill College for the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic. 16 of the top high school teams along the Gulf Coast will be participating. Many of the players are Division I prospects, so there should be some great basketball being played. That's the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic at Spring Hill College, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority, December 26th through 28th. For more information, go to mobilesportsauthority.com. 621, I'm Dalton Norwegian. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since 1917, Three George's Candy has been sweetening up Mobile Christmases. From Aunt Leela's rum cake to our mini fruit cakes to deep dish pecan pie, Christmas dinner isn't complete without dessert from Three George's and the Nut House. And don't forget Three George's cheese straws, a must-have at any Christmas party. Stop in one of our stores, Three George's Candy downtown on Dauphin Street. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. 433-1689 or visit threegeorges.com.
Also at our factory store on Broad and your favorite grocer.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue from the 1065 split heading northbound for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No delays through Mobile. It's clear. And again, no delays or problems as you're traveling across the Bayway. It's been a good ride along 98 this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model number 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sounded like this when the perp walk rolled for Ito, who I now call Ito the inmate.
I don't know nothing about no murder. I'll wait around the corner.
A robbery?
I don't know nothing about no robbery. I'll wait in California. I'm at. They did their job. They caught me.
Yeah, it looks like they did catch Ito, the shooter, who said he couldn't be caught. And checking in from News 5, our friend Katerina Lukatich with more. Hey, Katerina.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So, yeah, so he said he couldn't be caught. Well, looks like that was a miss.
Yeah, that was a miss. And Ito said he couldn't be caught in 2017, but now he was wanted for another robbery, and now he was caught. Looks like from the jail log, it looks like he led police on a chase last night and then was taken into custody. So he was wanted for a robbery that happened on Sunday in the Dairy Queen parking lot on Spring Hill Avenue. Apparently, he robbed a man as he was getting into his car. And so then police have been looking for him since Sunday. They identified him as Ito the Shooter. His real name is Darius Thames, and taken into custody overnight.
Well, okay, you mentioned 2017, but let's go the fact that Thames was arrested in 2012, 2013, and 2016. I mean, this goes into the discussion of repeat criminals in our city.
Yeah, well, we should clarify that in 2017 he was arrested for robbery. Those charges were dropped.
Right, but he was. What, in 2012 and 2013 also arrested?
Right.
So, and people realize they know Ito the Shooter from what? I mean, he did this before, right? When he got on social media back then, he was saying, you can't catch me. And
oh, yeah. He talked to police last time because he knew he was wanted last time and said, they'll never catch me. You can't catch me. Well, they did.
So the charge now is this robbery in a Dairy Queen parking lot. But in the perp walk, he was talking about shooting, and he said, I didn't shoot anybody. I didn't murder anybody. What's that about?
Well, to clarify, that perp walk is from 2017.
Okay.
That perp walk is not from last night.
That's not last night's perp walk. Okay. So.
Right. Yeah, no, that's from 2017.
I was wondering if
and
he was back at it.
In 2017, we didn't know what the shooting he was talking about was.
And so last night, though, when the arrest was made, it was for this hold up in the Dairy Queen parking lot.
Yes. Obviously, I guess when they saw video or whatever, however they identified him as the shooter, they knew who he was.
What about the situation? I mean, this does go back. I mean, whether he was, he was found innocent or the charges were dropped in 2017. He's got a couple other charges on his record, but this makes people think these are these stories we talk about where people are repeat offenders, right? I mean, they're the same names y'all have in headlines all the time.
Right, and back to his older charges, I'm not sure. I haven't taken a look exactly what those charges were or what they would carry if he was sentenced for it. I mean, he might have served time and then gotten out.
Now, what's next? Is he bonded out, or what do you hear?
No, he's still in jail. He'll have to go before a judge for a bond hearing. That'll likely either be this morning or on Monday. But now on top of the robbery charge that he's going to face, he's also facing an attempt to elude charge because he was caught, I guess, when they tried to pull him over last night when they realized it was him. He didn't stop.
Here we go. Katarina, thank you for the update. We'll check back with you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Katarina Lukatich, check it in from News 5, 627. Yeah, on the way, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. More on our forecast. I wish I could tell you it's going to be a fantastic pre-Christmas weekend to do your shopping.
Well, why don't you tell me that then?
Because I don't lie. So I can't tell you that. We'll let Dr. Bill give you the bad news here coming up in just a little bit. Plus, coming up today, if you're going to be doing some cooking to get ready for Christmas, a little pre-cooking, our buddy Alec Naiman will come in and we'll talk what's cooking. And is there any football to talk about?
Yeah, we'll do Football Friday with Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy later today.
All right. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings. Y'all stay close.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement claiming he could not be caught. Darius Timms was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he's facing two counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. A court hearing involving Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan has been continued. The mayor is accused of hitting a city employee at City Hall last October. We learned in court Thursday the city attorney, David Connor, witnessed the alleged incident. Alabama has nearly $1 billion in unclaimed property. Now the state treasurer is asking you to check their database. Unclaimed property can include money from bank accounts that were closed, unchecked safety deposit boxes, or even physical items that may have been forgotten. There's a baseball bat signed by Babe Ruth that no one has claimed. You can find a link to the database on WKRG.com.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
After a tumultuous week in Washington, the capital city is clearing out now, leaving behind unfinished business, as correspondent Suzanne Malveaux tells us.
Amidst the uncertainty around when a Senate impeachment trial would actually take place, it is expected that President Trump will sign the spending bill to keep the government open, and then will go on his own vacation heading to West Palm Beach.
Christianity Today, founded by the late evangelist Billy Graham, is calling for President Trump's removal from office, urging evangelicals not to support Trump out of loyalty to the creator of the Ten Commandments. Business reporter Jessica Ettinger is watching Friday Morning Money.
Record highs again for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500. Investors not too worried about impeachment, and they are liking trade news and earnings reports. We've only got 12 days left in this year, and for the first time in history, the U.S. will have started and ended a decade without a recession.
Thanks, Jessica. Stocks are generally flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. The Senate has passed a $1.4 trillion spending deal, sending it to President Trump's desk one day before the deadline to fund the federal government. Among other things, it encourages 401k plans to replicate a feature of old-fashioned pensions by offering products with guaranteed income payments. It also would make it easier for small companies to join together to offer 401k plans and spread the burden of administrative costs. Axios reports Republican Senators Rick Scott of Florida and Josh Hawley of Missouri are calling on NBC Universal to refuse to air the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. NBC has broadcast rights for the Olympics. Their letter points to what they call China's abysmal human rights record and warns about China's mass surveillance regime. Email advisor Subject Lines released a new report suggesting most holiday shoppers, 84%, are looking to email to find discounts for their holiday buys. The Dow ended with a 137-point gain. The S&P was up 14 and the NASDAQ added 59. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so we've had another cool start this morning. I think we're 39 here at the studio. It's not as cold as yesterday, but you told us be ready for the weekend. Changes were coming.
Yeah, definitely. And we had some beautiful day yesterday. And, of course, the wind died down, made it more comfortable. Even though the high temperature yesterday was only 56 degrees, it felt a lot better. We'll start out pretty good today with some sunshine this morning, but then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. And the high today will be in the upper 50s. The real problem now is an upper air disturbance coming out of the Great Plains. And as it reaches the Gulf Coast, it's going to cause a surface low-pressure system to form out over the central Gulf, and that's going to spread rain over our area for the weekend. So the clouds will increase this afternoon. Then tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, and we'll see some showers develop, most likely after midnight. The low tonight will be a lot warmer, about 45 degrees, as opposed to getting down to a light freeze this morning. As for tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with showers, and a temperature only in the mid-50s, and a wind out of the northeast around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers, and it'll drop into the upper 40s, and then for Sunday, showers again, with a high temperature in the mid-50s. The showers will finally begin to taper Sunday night, and then on Monday, it'll become mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, and we'll warm up to what will be about a 62-degree temperature on Monday afternoon. As for the middle of the week, Tuesday, sunny, upper 60s, and then Christmas Day, mostly sunny, and a high in the upper 60s. So some good weather for Christmas, although warming up quite a bit. It's over the weekend in which we'll have numerous showers. And I don't expect any severe weather. This is just rain. That low-pressure system over the Gulf will move to the northeast Gulf on Sunday, move right over northern Florida and the Tallahassee area, and then move offshore on the Georgia coast. So as it moves away, things will improve, but not until late Sunday.
All right, so no severe weather, but rainfall totals? I mean, are we looking at, you know, an inch? Are we looking less, more? What do you think?
Yeah, we could see a couple of inches of rain for the whole weekend. If that low were to come a little closer to us, we'd pick up more than that. But right now, we expect it to stay far enough offshore that the heaviest rain will be out over the Gulf.
Okay, so we just hope it stays out there. Because, I mean, this is, Dr. Bell, this is when I start my Christmas shopping, you know? This is the start of my Christmas shopping season here. And I don't have time to do it online. I got to do it in brick and mortar. Now you've got this kind of rainy weekend ahead of me. You're challenging me.
Yes. I have a suggestion, though,
something
that is free.
Yeah.
And that's the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. This is for 2020, and it's now available at a number of stores in the Mobile area. Here in Mobile, you can pick up copies at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, as well as West Marine. Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can stop in at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope. Also, Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, and also Billy Langford Allstate. All those are in Fairhope. But if you're over in the Robertsdale area, at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Now, again, here in Mobile, you can pick up copies at Box 10 or right here at 1065.
All right, Dr. Bill, then I can do my shopping right here at work.
That's exactly right.
It's a good place for it.
Just
all right.
Got a whole bunch of copies.
That's right. And so that's what everybody's getting this year. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Uh-huh.
He's not happy about that either. There he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and your forecast. Can I'm going to say this right now. And I guess I'm cleared on this. If he gets mad at me, he gets mad at me. Okay. So our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill, I've known the man a long time, worked with him a long time. He's, you know, just the. I always have felt very close to Dr. Bill, so I think I can say. So one of his daughters is getting married tomorrow. Okay. And a lot of the wedding is outside. Because so the undercurrent, so you understand the undercurrent of our kind of laughing coming into the segment and uncomfortable nature during it is I've been giving him grief.
Yeah.
Now, since he first put this forecast up on Monday that had rain on the weekend, and one of his precious daughters, because he's all daughters, Dr. Bill, his lovely wife, and his daughter, that house where he was, what, it was a 4-to-1 women to men in that house, and he's got his daughter's wedding coming up this weekend, and it's going to be raining. Mm-hmm. So you understand, with her father being a meteorologist and forecast, just there's some tension. Okay, that's all. I just want to offer that. I want to let you know a little behind the scenes how I do, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, it'll be his fault for sure. And you know, most friends would when something like this is coming up, they'd try to give Dr. Bill some, you know, encouragement and say, you know, you can't control the weather, Dr. Bill. But Sean.
No, I have been absolutely gigging him the whole time, every morning this week. Before we go on there, I've just been gigging him on this.
And that's a true friend.
And he's probably going to drive over here and punch me here shortly. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. A lot of medical calls this morning, so watch for the emergency vehicles traveling, but no new accidents in the roadway. Still a chilly start. Start the heater as you head out this morning. A good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley. A nice ride along I-10. Celebrate the holidays with Bellagrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights. Guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. And sign up for their Sunday Storytime Hour on Sundays from 3:30 to 4:30. Get tickets at bellagrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's getting towards the end of the year now, and it's time to get the lawn ready for spring. What are you talking about, man?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the lawn is pretty much like you and I. It wants to go to bed on a full stomach. You know, it wants to eat healthy and prepare itself for the best day tomorrow. And so that starts in the fall, winter. You know, we're putting out winterizer. We're kind of cleaning up any weeds, and we're preparing for the next season right now.
You're saying what we do now this time of year gives us that great lawn in the spring.
It really does. If you've been struggling with your lawn all year and you've got some weeds, you've got some really bad areas, now is a really good time to kind of get set up for a good lawn next season. Also, round one, kind of cleaning up weeds for early next season starts really soon, January, February. So now's the time.
All right, let's make that appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
At 6:43 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, just saw response back there from Talisker Whiskey on Twitter to us. Talisker Whiskey, the sponsor of the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, which is the competition where you row across the Atlantic.
Oh, it's easy.
And that team of four veterans here from the U.S., the second year for Fight or Die, they are in the race. They checked in yesterday. Evan Stratton from that group, a Marine Sergeant, Purple Heart recipient, picked up satellite phone and called Midday Mobile yesterday to talk about their journey so far. I put that podcast up. That's just one of many, many podcasts you can get for FM Talk 106.5. Actually, 40-some-odd hours a week of live local programming. That's what we're putting up. And then specific interviews like that one. If you go to the Twitter feed, or you can just go straight to FMTalk1065.com, hit the podcast tab, look for the interview with Evan Stratton from Team Fight or Die, or better yet, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher. Also, we're Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, TuneIn Podcast. So once you subscribe, it gets sent immediately to your phone. What's easier than that?
Yeah, it's compelling to hear Evan. Here's somebody who had several tours in Iraq, Purple Heart recipient, and now is rowing across the Atlantic to help out fellow veterans.
And he sounded awfully relaxed while talking to you yesterday.
He was as chill as could be, man.
He was in his zone right there.
He was cool as the flip side of the pillow. All right, hackers are at it again. Numerous households say their Ring security systems have been hacked, making them feel unsafe in their own homes. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
Hackers strike once again.
Hello? It's someone here. Can you hear me?
A stranger accesses a Virginia family's Ring home security system. The man then speaks to the family's nanny, who came downstairs after hearing his voice.
Why is the door open? I'm in your house now.
I opened it.
Look behind you.
The hacker's voice came from one of the Ring cameras inside the house. Homeowner Mackenzie Reed.
If they are actually hacking our system, the system is registered to our address, so they would have our home address.
And this isn't an isolated incident.
Get up. I got treats. Get up.
Other households had their Ring systems hacked, including this one in Washington State.
Santa!
I'm your best friend.
I'm Santa Claus.
The family, who wanted to remain anonymous, contacted Ring for an explanation.
It was accessed by a third party. They used a mobile device. They just told me that I could have had a lax password, and
that they could have guessed my password.
The company recently issued a statement saying that they've investigated the issue and have no evidence of an unauthorized intrusion or compromise of Ring's systems or network. Ring also advises its users to enable two-factor authentication, add shared users, and use different and strong passwords. I'm John Lawrence.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police have captured a notorious robbery suspect who once taunted law enforcement, claiming he could not be caught. Darius Timms was booked into jail at 2 o'clock this morning after leading police on a chase. He calls himself Ito the Shooter. This morning, he is facing two counts of robbery, receiving stolen property, and eluding police. Terry Ewing, the man accused of robbing a Pensacola gas station this week, has been booked into jail 10 times over the past decade. Police say Ewing has previously been convicted on battery and drug charges. He is currently facing armed robbery and aggravated assault charges. People who live in Pritchard are looking for answers after a change in billing for water and sewer service, as well as garbage collection. The city sent out a separate bill for garbage, but has not yet started picking it up. It's not clear when the issue will be corrected. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
At your CBD store West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you. At your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn stays undefeated in basketball. A top NBA prospect leaves the NCAA, and college bowl season begins today. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars fell to Appalachian State 81-71. The Jags led at the half by 2 points, but were outscored by the Mountaineers 44-32 in the second half. Andre Fox led South with 24 points. Number 12-ranked Auburn kept their undefeated season alive with a 79-73 win over NC State. Auburn's Samir Dowdy led the team with 24 points, scoring 11 in the final 4.5 minutes. The Tigers are now 10-0 and the only unbeaten team in the Power 5. Memphis Tigers freshman star James Wiseman announced on Instagram Thursday that he has withdrawn from the school to prepare for the 2020 NBA Draft. The preseason All-American played in three games this season, averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game, but was suspended 12 games by the NCAA for a recruiting violation. Current Memphis coach Penny Hardaway, who was not the coach at the time, paid Wiseman's mother $11,500 in moving expenses in 2017 to move her family to Memphis. Wiseman is projected to be a top draft pick in this year's class. College bowl season officially kicks off today with two games, followed by six more games tomorrow. First up, at 1 p.m. our time, it's the Bahamas Bowl, with Buffalo facing Charlotte. Buffalo is favored by 6.5 points. Then, tonight at 6:30, Utah State takes on Kent State in the Frisco Bowl. The Aggies from Utah will have quarterback Jordan Love playing in his final game. They're also favored by 6.5 points. Tomorrow at 1, San Diego State is favored by 3.5 over Central Michigan in the New Mexico Bowl. At 1:30, Hugh Freeze and the Liberty Flames will look to cap off a surprisingly good season when they take on Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern is favored by 4. At 2:30, SMU plays FAU at FAU's home stadium in Boca Raton. The Owls are now without head coach Lane Kiffin, who left for Ole Miss, and are 3-point underdogs in tomorrow's game. At 4:30, Arkansas State favored by 2.5 over Florida International in the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery. At 6:30, number 19 Boise State faces Washington in the Las Vegas Bowl. Washington favored by 3.5 in what will be head coach Chris Peterson's final game with the team. Then at 8 tonight, or tomorrow night, Sun Belt champion and number 20 ranked Appalachian State will take on Bill Clark and the UAB Blazers in the New Orleans Bowl. The Mountaineers are favored by 16.5. It's 6:51 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, showers developing, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Good morning, everyone. For the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions, frost on the ground, so a chilly start. Go outside, again, maybe start the heater before you head out. So far, again, you've also got some medical calls heading over towards the Airport Boulevard and along Moffitt, so watch your speed in those areas. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like remote control boats from Pro Boat and easy-to-fly aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone. It's Hobbytown USA in Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Dr. Bill Kane with our traffic. And also, let me tell you about the 1-800-GOT-JUNK. What normally is the online opinion poll underneath the 1-800-GOT-JUNK tab on the front page of FMTalk1065.com is our Alabamian of the Year voting. So in December, it shifts from our online opinion poll to our voting for Alabamian of the Year, but it's still brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And that's my buddy Trey. He's been doing this for 11 years now. So this is our 10th year as FM Talk 1065. He's year 11 with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Means he's doing something right. Mobile and Baldwin County's getting rid of junk at your home, your office, storage unit, wherever you got junk. It could be up the creaky attic ladder stairs. He can go up there. It can be a swing set in the backyard. It could be, he went out to clean out a backyard shed one time, and when they got everything out of the shed, the guy then said, well, heck, I don't even need the shed. They took that as well. You got junk, you want it gone. It could be opening up a guest room here before the family gets in for the holidays. Whatever it is, you want junk out, that's what they do. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's easy to make an appointment, too. You go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they'll make a specific day, specific time appointment, and you show up, and they show up. You'll agree on a price, they get to work and get it done. It's just that easy. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 6:55, and yeah, it's time for Space Force. You heard the president talk about it, and he had gotten a lot of, you know, laughs about this over time, but the first new major military command in more than 70 years will soon be operating. Here's Christopher Cruz with more.
Space Force is authorized in the 2020 National Defense Bill that President Trump will sign into law today. It's been a priority for him. He said it will reinvigorate America's role in space. Space Force will start out small. In its first year, it will have only about 200 people and a budget of $40 million. It won't be a separate branch of the military, however. Space Force will be led by a four-star Air Force general and administered by the Secretary of the Air Force. Space Force is the first new major military department since the Air Force itself was spun off from the Army in 1947. Christopher Cruz, Washington.
All right. And of course, the Alabama angle to that is folks up in North Alabama sure want it centered there in Huntsville to get Space Force. Now, my question, I think like others, will people that are training to be part of the Space Force, will they be space cadets? What other term will they come up for the trainees other than space cadets?
That would be perfect. See, I know it'll be an offshoot of the Air Force, but I was hoping they would get their own service academy.
Well, it says it's going to be a separate military command. They said, you know, it's a four-star Air Force general is doing it and administered by Secretary of the Air Force, but I guess
so they're going to poach from the Air Force.
I guess. Would they get the Space Academy? I don't know.
I hope so.
University of Space? The Fighting Astronauts or something? Listen, I mean, this is forward thinking. I mean, I hate to say it, but the way human beings have been over time, we fight wars everywhere. Maybe one day we'll be fighting them in zero gravity.